Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Annual 4th of July parade draws large crowds despite rainy weather. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette's annual 4th of July parade was shrouded in gray, cloudy skies and periodic rain showers, but that didn't stop thousands of Gillette residents from lining along 2nd Street or Highway 1416 to enjoy the patriotic celebration. The parade was kicked off by the Grand Marshals, the Color and Honor Guards from five local groups who represent the flags at major events, funerals, and holidays in the community. According to Darla Decker, Campbell County Parks and Recreation IT manager, who organizes the parade every year, there were 53 entries in this year's parade. Instead of the usual 10 a.m. start time, the parade was moved to 10:30 a.m. in order to accommodate the flyover by the B-1B Lancer from Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota. The B-1B Lancer is a supersonic variable sweep wing heavy bomber used by the United States Air Force. It's one of three strategic bombers serving in the U.S. Air Force fleet, along with the B-2 Spirit and the B-52 Stratus Fortress. The plane flew over the festivities to the sound of applause from parade goers. Freedom rings true under the red, white, and blue was this year's theme, and floats from a wide range of organizations participated, including Gillette Little League, the DARE program, the Campbell County Prevention Coalition, the Campbell County School District Marching Band, Shriners, and many more celebrated the nation's birthday. The day continued with the annual free hot dog feed and festivities at Bicentennial Park, and ended with the fireworks show at Camplex. Lamas applauds Supreme Court decision striking down President Biden's unconstitutional student debt transfer. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lamas released the following statement in response to the Supreme Court's 6-3 ruling that President Biden's student debt bailout is unconstitutional. The $400 billion debt transfer from loan holders to Wyoming taxpayers would have been one of the most expensive executive actions in American history. Quote, asking hardworking people in Wyoming to cover a $400 billion bill for doctors, lawyers, and those with multiple graduate degrees has always been morally wrong, and I applaud the Supreme Court for finding it legally wrong as well, said Senator Lummis. Quote, President Biden cannot rule by executive order, simultaneously going around the will of the American people. He must work with Congress to govern within the confines of the Constitution. I will continue to work to undo the Biden administration's numerous overreaches that have raised the cost of living and attempted to give the federal government control over every aspect of the people of Wyoming's lives. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.